Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Taco Man Radio is in your face. Straight up, for the next hour, I am the Taco Man, obviously, Johnny Taco, and I expect to both entertain you and inform you. Make that back. Let's add a third element to that. If I can entertain you, inform you, and infuriate you all in the same show, guess what? I've accomplished two of my three goals. Bottom line is, we're talking sports for the next hour, of course. We'll hear from the great Seth Meyers, the heavyweight champion of late night cable. That's right, the king. No doubt about it. When it comes to late night TV, Jimmy Kimmel got nothing on Seth Meyers. But Seth will be here doing his thing. Hey, and we'll bring in the best shooter of all time. That's right. Steph Curry. Steph Curry getting contact lenses. In other words, he was blind before, and he was hitting those shots from half the court. Anyway, the bottom line is, wow, what's going to be like with Steph Curry and contact lenses? We'll hear from Steph Curry in depth on that subject in about 25 minutes past the hour. Wait, I'm not done. Dom's Diner, right? The star of the show, Dominic Jimenez. Dominic Jimenez will be here, of course, about 40 minutes past the hour to bring us Dom's Diner, of course, his unique look at the sports world. In between, you can shoot us a text in the studio text line. You want to text the show? You can. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Mat Audio Magazine, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, and about a ton of other internet platforms. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Sports Byline.
Okay, let's go.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
The president gave a speech to a group of Republicans last night where he said a bunch of insane stuff. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. It's been almost 2 weeks since Trump's attorney general released a memo in special counsel Robert Mueller's final report. The memo said Mueller had not established a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia, but it also said Mueller had not exonerated Trump of obstruction of justice. So it was a mixed bag. But Trump has declared himself victorious and even threatened last week to keep the full report hidden from the public.
The president, the same president who over the past week has said he's for the full release of the report, wrote this. The problem is, no matter what the radical left Democrats get, no matter what we give them, it will never be enough. Just watch. They will harass and complain and resist the theme of their movement. So maybe we should just take our victory and say, no, we've got a country to run.
Okay, first of all, you don't have a country to run because you don't run it. You outsource it to your collection of weirdos while you go golfing with Kid Rock. By the way, I'm glad to see Kid Rock is respecting the flag by turning it into a fart catcher. In fact, despite proclaiming falsely that he's been exonerated, some officials even within the White House are anxious that the president is getting ahead of himself before the full report comes out. One senior White House official said, there will be plenty of unfavorable things about the president in the full report, which we think will eventually come out. So let's not go overboard saying there's no wrongdoing. Let's move on. Yeah, of course there will be damning things in the report because we know publicly is damning. Mueller's report could literally just be a bunch of news articles about Trump stapled together with a cover sheet that says, remember this stuff? And while Trump himself wants to declare victory and move on, he also seems stuck on his obsession with how Mueller's investigation got started. The answer to that is simple. The FBI was investigating his ties to Russia, and then he fired the guy in charge of that investigation. And because his Republican attorney general had recused himself, his Republican deputy attorney general appointed Robert Mueller. But Trump still wants someone to look into what he called, or what he tried to call, the origins of the report. But he had some trouble saying the word.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation. You look at the origin of the investigation. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started.
Yeah. Hey, Mom. Mom, I'm worried about Grandpa. Yeah. Yeah, oranges. Why does he keep saying oranges? Is he hungry, or is that always how he says it? Did you see Captain Marvel? It's pretty good for an oranges story. And if you're confused by this, you're not the only one. Even the White House can't figure out what Trump was trying to say, because in their official transcript of his remarks, the transcript that is published on the White House website, they had to invent a new word. Here's how they spelled it. I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges. I love imagining the stenographer who had to type that one out. Take a look at the, I don't know, just make something up. That looks like how a child would spell it on a piece of cardboard if they opened up their own fruit stand. I mean, seriously, though, is the White House going to do this every time Trump makes up a new word? I mean, what about this one?
God bless the United States.
Oh, no. Does that mean they're going to have to change the signs at the airports? And while Trump's hung up on the oranges of the investigation, his supporters, like Fox News host Jeanine Pirro, are hung up on a different obsession. They want everyone associated with the report to go to jail. Although I have to say, the way she ended her rant made it a lot less dramatic than she intended.
This should never happen again. And I can guarantee you it will happen again. Unless we make an example of the traitorous, treasonous group that accused Donald Trump of being an agent of the Russian government. These arrogant, lying, condescending, leaking haters of you and me and the America that doesn't have power are going to do it again unless we stop them. And the only way to stop them is with justice, true justice. And that's behind the bars justice. And that's my open. Let me know what you think on my Facebook and Twitter, hashtag Judge Jeanine.
Now, it really undercuts your authoritarian call for traitors to be thrown in jail when you end it by asking people to like you on Facebook. You never saw Stalin get on TV and say, "We will crush the opposition and root out the traitors among us." And as always, please remember, like and subscribe. It's not enough to just like, subscribe to. So it's been almost 2 weeks since Mueller's report was delivered, and in that time, the question on everyone's mind has been, how would Trump respond? Would this strengthen him politically? What message would he focus on? And now we have the answer. As we learned at a rally last week, and again at a speech last night, Trump has decided to spend the rest of his presidency doing impressions of windmills.
If Hillary got in, you wouldn't have that stat, I can tell you right now. You'd be doing windmills. Hillary wanted to put up wind. If you have a windmill anywhere near your house, congratulations. Your house just went down 75% in value. And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay?
So many questions. First, the idea that noise from windmills causes cancer is insane. But second, why does his impression keep changing? You know, cats, they're either like meow or woof, 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 woof. But Trump's riff on cancer-causing windmills was only the beginning. He also told the Republicans in attendance they should be more careful about voter fraud, which is non-existent. In fact, the most prominent case of election fraud in 2018 was committed by a Republican in North Carolina, but Trump kept insisting that something was going on.
We've got to watch those vote tallies. You know, I keep hearing about the election and the various counting measures that they have. There were a lot of close elections that were, they seemed to, every single one of them went Democrat. If it was close, they say the Democrat, well, there's something going on, fella. You got to be a little bit more paranoid than you are, okay?
More paranoid? You already think windmills are causing cancer. The only way you could be more paranoid is if you thought the windmills were committing voter fraud.
The windmills, they're wearing disguises and they're voting for, oh, they're voting. I saw one in a polling booth, big hat, mustache.
Little. fact, Trump also expressed concern in that same speech that his remarks would get out to the press. Trump was talking about something incomprehensible that's honestly not even worth explaining. The important part is the end of the clip.
They put names in, you pick a name. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to announce so-and-so. I don't want to use names because I'll get in trouble because it's always somebody's going to leak this whole damn speech to the media.
Leak it to the media? You're on TV. Do you not see the cameras? Do you not see the cameras? I can't believe I have to say, you should be more paranoid. You're the president of the United States, and you're on television. We can all see you. You're like a guy live streaming himself on Facebook screaming, I'm being watched. I mean, I'm worried. I'm worried somebody's going to leak this and he's going to see it. In fact, Trump was so afraid to use names that when he went after Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who proposed the Green New Deal, he referred to her by her previous job instead of her current one.
The Green New Deal. Done by a young bartender, 29 years old. A young bartender.
All right. First of all, she's a member of Congress, and her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We call you, yeah. I mean, we call you Mr. President, not crazy windmill cancer guy. Second, so what if she was a bartender? We need more working people and women of color in politics. Right now, every Senate hearing looks like a Clint Eastwood movie where a bunch of old guys decide to pull one last heist. Whether you agree with the details or not, AOC has an ambitious plan to deal with an existential threat to the planet, and she's got everyone talking about climate change. Trump, on the other hand, tried to explain his trade policy last night, especially when it comes to countries that sell us cars, and it made no sense whatsoever.
I said, if you don't do this, we're going to tariff every product coming out of your country at 25%. And every time I had a problem, I would just take, you know, especially cars. I had a little plastic car on my desk, and I'd have the leaders come over, and I'd just take the car out, put it on the front of the desk. They say, okay, we agree.
I do not believe that story. You take out a little plastic. How does that even work? Mr. President, we have a trade deficit of $800 billion. Counterpoint. Well, Trump rambles about windmills and attacks the Green New Deal. The Democratic primary, on the other hand, has been very policy-focused. The candidates are talking about everything from climate change to health care to voting rights. In fact, today, Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiled a bill to make it easier to jail executives for company abuses. And when she was asked at a recent town hall about her plans to increase taxes on the wealthiest Americans, she could not contain her excitement.
Thank you, Senator Warren, for being here. How do you plan to make sure the extremely rich pay their fair taxes?
Whoa!
Damn! She reacted like she just landed a rover on Mars. Elizabeth Warren reacts to taxing the rich the way the rest of us react to a surprise party. Surprise!
Whoa!
She decided to talk about it because whether you agree with it or not, people want to hear about it. They don't really care that much about Mueller or Russia. In fact, the website 538 found this week that Trump hasn't seen a post-Mueller boost in the polls, in part because the Russia investigation isn't a big priority for voters. Most people have more immediate worries, like whether they have enough gas in the car or can pay their water bill. And tomorrow is the kids' soccer game, and it's their turn to bring
oranges.
Voters want to hear about stuff like health care and climate change. Trump doesn't have a plan to deal with any of those issues. Instead, he's spending his time rambling about windmills. To get through the next 2 years of this, we're all going to need a really good
bartender.
This has been A Closer Look.
From the heavyweight champion of late night TV, Seth Meyers, to the heavyweight champion of the hardcore, baby. Next up, guess who? Mr. Contact Lenses, Steph Curry in the house.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Steph, can you kind of describe the condition that was going on with your eye disease?
It's not a disease.
That I was misled. Well, good, then this is why we need to hear about it.
Oh, God. Oh, for 10 years I've been battling, you know? It's just a tough situation every day waking up.
Well, what has been going on with you?
It's fading. I have blurry vision, like millions of people across the country in terms of needing corrective lenses to see sharper. I just had a situation where you get used to what it looks like and you adjust. And then somebody asks you, have you ever thought about contact lenses? And I'm like, no. So maybe you should try them. And I'm like, all right. And I try them and they work. So that's pretty much what it is.
Is it like night and day? I mean, is it just a little bit better?
I bet you anybody goes to the optometrist. Is that the correct word? What's the difference between optometrist and ophthalmologist? Anybody know? Can somebody find that answer for me? When you go have that experience and you see what the world's like with 20/20 vision, it's pretty crazy, but I loved the assumption or the joke that I was technically blind before I took contact. So that's phenomenal.
Do you have any idea what it
is? Yeah, but that's for me.
What's the most striking difference about what you can see now?
I'm trying not to laugh. It's just clearer and sharper. Like, a camera lens, when you put it in focus, sometimes when it's like just a degree off, you can still see what the image is, but it's not as sharp. Depth perception, all that type of stuff, but yeah.
You can always see the basket.
It's unbelievable, right? Breaking news. Yeah, I still need the mirror though. I'm not that advanced yet.
In other words, it's just a very subtle thing.
Yeah, it's noticeable, but it's here. If I played without him, I'd be... It wouldn't be as good, but I'd be all right. I'd be able to see my teammates and be able to throw them the ball. You know, play basketball.
Just to keep this going, that means you can see into the future about what's going to happen with the Warriors.
Oh, that's good. Pretty good. Is this adjust your season goals in terms of percentages?
Yeah, maybe next year. Think about it. It's pretty funny.
Was he accepted? Was one thing that people would notice every once in a while?
Again, it was an adjustment. So over time, my sight getting worse. But like I said, you still can go out and function and do what you need to do. It's just not as clear. But it was more so just a lack of awareness of what like clear was. Like my normal was my normal. I didn't think about anything that could be different. So it just took me a while to get there.
Given your history with LeBron, how strange is it to see one of his teams out of the playoffs and him sitting in the playoffs this season?
I mean, it's different, but was it 9 straight finals he went to? 8? So 8, right? Yeah, it's just I'm sure it's a different experience for him, for better or for worse, and obviously the rest of the league continues to go. A lot of talent, a lot of great storylines, people chasing championships, but he's had an amazing run, and pretty sure he'll be able to reset for next year and regroup, but it's just different.
How do you think Luke's handled everything this season?
I mean, I haven't talked to him as much, but just from a distance and watching all the injuries they've had, and you know, the expectations coming in with obviously LeBron James joining your team, it goes through the roof. But everything's a process. Like, this league is tough, man. It's hard to win basketball games no matter who you have on your team. And I think the way that he's, you know, kept his presence on the sidelines from when I watch the games and watch, you know, his body language on the side. The way that, you know, they might not be winning games right now, but the team is playing hard. I'm sure they appreciate, you know, his consistency. So, honestly, wish the best for him in terms of, you know, the future, because who knows what will happen. But he's a great coach. And anybody would be lucky to have, you know, him as, you know, leading your team.
What do you think he did to win you guys, that he was with you guys, also doing that?
This is authentic. He didn't try to put on just because he was wearing a suit and tie, you know, with the title of you know, whatever, interim head coach while coach was out or whatever. Like, he was himself. He's a player. He rubbed elbows and shoulders with a lot of guys that are still in the league. And has been around the game for a long time, so it's not that like pretentious about, you know, I'm just a switch up. I'm a head coach now, so I gotta talk a certain way, handle myself a certain way. He was himself, and we appreciated that. He'd come in to shoot around with an Oakland A's hat literally every day, t-shirt, sweatpants, but he knew what he was talking about, and he did his homework. So that was our experience, and had it been anything different, I'm sure we probably would have rolled our eyes a little bit, like, oh, he's drinking the head coach and Kool-Aid, but he was just himself.
Last so question. What's your perspective on the head coaching life? Like, you've seen Neville, you've seen so many guys down the line, and Luke got his first taste of it, and players, if they get on the back end of their careers, end up chewing on that idea of, like, would that ever be for me? Like, how do you see just that experience with them?
There's a lot of different ways to go about it. Guys ending their careers, guys starting their careers, first-time head coaches, ex-players that are coaches. I've seen a lot of different examples of it. Even when my dad was coaching, I saw George Karl in his prime, Lenny Wilkins at the end of his career. Bruce Carter towards the end of his career. Like, everybody has a certain presence about them, a certain way that they communicate, a certain temperament. But the best ones are able to just connect with the players the best and be able to tell them the truth in a respectful manner where you feel protected as a player, knowing your coach has your best interest, even if the answer is something you don't like. So, there's no like set playbook for it. You have to be consistent. You have to be authentic and honest. I think that's what the best coaches do the best. So, Coach Kerr is an example of that. Mark Jackson. P. Smart. And Nelly. So, like, just in terms of how different all four of those guys are, you can pick positives and negatives from everybody, all of them. They do it their own way. And again, the ones that connect with the players the best and are honest and truthful from the start have the best strategy.
From Steph Curry to Dom Steiner, next up, the star of the show, Dominic Jimenez and Dom Steiner on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
This is Sports Overnight America.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You have plenty of pictures in your home, but you've never seen anything like this before. Introducing Easy Tiles, the world's first photo tiles made of sleek and ultra-lightweight glass. Easy Tiles makes it super simple. You use their exclusive app for iPhone and Android to upload as many photos as you like, then they print them on tempered glass. Your order arrives on your doorstep in just days, and that's when the real fun begins. Because with Easy Tiles, you'll transform your living space with a gallery wall that will amaze each and every guest. Easy Tiles are even simple to hang. No hammer and no nails. And because they're mounted on small risers, they appear to float on your wall. Easy to order, easy to hang, and guaranteed for life. Now you can save 30% on any size order, plus get free shipping on orders of four or more. Just download the free Easy Tiles app at easytiles.com and turn your best memories into beautiful glass wall art. Plus, save big now with this special radio offer. That's easytiles.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back into Dom's Diner. We're open for business. I flipped the neon light on and we're ready to roll. If you're new to the diner, let me tell you a little quick rundown of what we do here. We break down the best and the worst in the week of sports, and I serve it up to you all hot and fresh. Let's not waste any more time. I know you're ready to do this. I am too. Let's start off with winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Russell Westbrook. Now, I almost want to put him on the losers list also after the very cheap shot that he took against Zaza Pachulia of the Detroit Pistons. If you remember a few years back, Pachulia had a very hard screen on him, and Westbrook took exception to it and said, I'm going to get him back one day. Well, that one day was earlier this week, and Westbrook jumped up as Pachulia went up for a layup and basically hit Pachulia in the head with his elbow as he swung down. Only got a flagrant one, wasn't ejected. But that's not why Russell Westbrook is a winner, and he is a man of his word, so I'll give him that. No, Russell Westbrook is a winner because he put up the first 20-point, 20-rebound, and 20-assist triple-double since 1968 Wilt Chamberlain. Westbrook said that the triple-double was in honor of the late Nipsey Hussle, who was killed earlier in the week. And that's just kind of the stats that Russell Westbrook has been able to put up over the last few years. Obviously, you can criticize him that he chases stats like the rebounds. He'll miss a shot to get a rebound or whatever. But the assist total, that's one of those ones you can't really say he's padding the stats because, sure, he might be passing in more than he needs to, but his teammate still has to make the shot, for crying out loud. So Russell Westbrook, 20 points, 20 rebounds, 21 assists in a game. Absolutely astonishing. First player, I said, since Wilt Chamberlain. And he's also clinched averaging a triple-double for the third straight season. Remember, before Russell Westbrook did it, the only player to have done it was Oscar Robertson, and he did it once. Here we are, Russell Westbrook has done it three straight seasons. His team's in the playoffs again, too, so it's not like it's all for naught. He's getting his team to the playoffs. We'll see if he can make a deep run. That kind of would be the next step for Westbrook. But in the meantime, Russell Westbrook, huge 2020 game, first since Wilt Chamberlain, 1968, and he averages a triple-double for the third straight season. Next winner, speaking of players who are hot, Cody Bellinger, Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman slash outfielder, very versatile, can be moved around the diamond. He's hitting .417 with a .1364 OPS. Now, I know we're only about a week and a half into the actual regular season. Remember, the A's and the Mariners played two games over in Japan in late March. But the regular season, it's only about a week and a half old, and Cody Bellinger, .417 with a .1364 on-base plus slugging percentage. With his three-run homer in Friday's 10-6 win over the Rockies, Bellinger also joined Eddie Matthews, 1953, and Alex Rodriguez back in 07 as the only players in MLB history with six homers and 16 RBIs through the first eight games of the season. Both of those, the home run and RBI totals, our Dodger franchise records. Now, the funny thing about this thing with Bellinger and the Dodgers in general is the Dodgers are absolutely raking. They're mashing the ball. Max Muncy's got a few homers. Bellinger's got a lot of homers. Corey Seager's got a couple. Chris Taylor, Kike Hernandez, Austin Barnes. I wouldn't surprise me if everybody on that team has a damn home run at this point right now in the season. But what's impressive is there was a little bit of turnover in the offseason. They lost a couple players. And then they also lost their hitting coach and brought in a new hitting coach. And it looks like they haven't lost a step or a beat. They haven't missed a beat yet. In fact, they're hitting probably better than they were last year when they made the World Series. There's no Puig, no Kemp, no Machado. So they're missing a handful of guys. And it's really not a big deal because the Dodgers are absolutely raking. The pitching's been okay. Their rotation is pretty banged up. But when you're scoring 10 runs a game, yeah, it's going to be hard to lose. So shout out to Cody Bellinger and the Dodgers for that. Now, surprisingly, that's it for my winners. Yeah, I could have added Yoan Moncada, the former top prospect for the White Sox. Finally put it together through at least 8 games of the season. Looks like he might be putting it together. But that's kind of all I have for the winners because I have a couple losers. And one of them, it's a lengthy breakdown on the loser and just why it's not even just significant that they're losers, but it's actually historic. First loser.
Easy. Le who? The her.
We'll start off with the New York Yankees. And remember, the Yankees are a team who have been around for more than 100 years. They're one of the oldest, if not the oldest, baseball franchise, just team in general in professional sports in North America. So there's a lot of history there. Well, this Wednesday against the Detroit Tigers, the Yankees set a club record. But remember, this is the losers list, so it's not a good club record that they set. And the Bronx Bomber struck out 18 times against 4 Tigers pitchers, setting a new club record for a 9-inning game for most strikeouts in a 9-inning game in their 2-1 loss at home. All 10 Yankees who took an at-bat struck out at least once. Gleyber Torres and Mike Tauchman led the way with 3 each. Tiger starter Matthew Boyd had 13 strikeouts, which was a career high over 6 1/3 innings. Relievers Buck Farmer, Joe Jimenez, and Shane Green all came in for more of the same lots of strikeouts. Now, Aaron Boone said the time of day makes it a little challenging seeing, referring to the 4:07 Eastern first pitch. They certainly pitched us tough, but we got to get better at controlling the strike zone. Asked about the shadows that surrounded home plate early, making it tougher to see pitches. Boone later said Boyd's breaking ball could be tough with the shadows. Aaron Judge said it's baseball. We've been playing it with shadows our whole life. It's not really that big of a deal. You know, that's the thing. You look at the Yankees lineup and everybody goes, the first instinct is, man, how many home runs are they going to hit? They set a team record last year for home runs. You got Judge, Stanton, Andujar, Gleyber Torres. There's so Greg Bird, Luke Voit. There's so much power in that lineup. But so often, you got to remember, with youth and power come strikeouts. That's just the nature of the game. That's how it's going to be moving forward. That's just the way baseball is. So the Yankees, losers this week, 18 out of their 27 outs were strikeouts. That, folks, 67%. I can do the math. So the Yankees are my first loser this week. Now, moving on to a much larger scale loser. This is an actual, this is a real story that I'm going to talk about and spend a few minutes here. Second loser, the AAF, the Alliance of American Football. They are folding. They haven't folded yet, but they've announced starting April 3rd that the league has suspended its football operations. That was earlier this week. Even though the AAF did leave open the possibility of a relaunch under new investment, Tuesday's suspension was viewed by most as the end of the start of professional football league that looked to not necessarily challenge the NFL, but kind of provide a minor league to it a little bit, an alternative. In the spring, they weren't going head-to-head with the NFL, but it looks like after not even a full season, they're done. Now, the big question is, what happened? And, you know, initially when this announcement first came out, co-founders Charlie Ebersole and Bill Polian didn't quite have a real answer, but it seemed to be one real true answer when it comes to, you know, the reports and the theories as to what happens at the AAF. And that's Tom Dundon, who became one of the became the primary owner of investor of the AAF. If you remember earlier in the year, Dundon committed $250 million to the AAF, an investment that reportedly kept the league afloat at the time. This was maybe a couple weeks into the season. They weren't going to be able to pay everybody already, so that $250 million injection was going to be huge. Dundon is the owner of the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes. And at that point, with that cash infusion, he became the controlling owner of the league. And it looks like that kind of was the beginning of the downfall. Days before the AAF suspended football operations, Dundon told USA Today he needed cooperation from the Players Association, NFL Players Association, in order to feed current NFL players into the league, therefore maintain the AAF's viability in his mind. He wanted to work with the union to truly make it a developmental league, not just a supplementary league to the NFL, where they could in the future make agreements and have these kind of relationship with the NFL that does allow them to do this kind of thing, be a developmental league in true. Ebersol and Polian were not in agreement with Dundon to suspend operations of the AAF, but as the majority investor, it was only Dundon's, it was only his decision, it was his. And out of the $250 million he had injected and infused, he had put in $70 million already and didn't like the way it was going. It was reported he underestimated just truly how costly it was to run a league. And it was not pretty. The NFLPA said players' union official expressed serious concerns about the risks of lending active NFL players to the AAF. Injuries could prevent them from gaining service time in the NFL. There was a lot to be worked out, and this is something that you're not going to be able to work out on the fly during your season. This is something that either should have been put in place before, maybe the NFL was waiting, so this was something you could bring to the table after your first season in the AAF. And it says ratings weren't bad for the AAF, so this is really Dundon spending 70 of his $250 million that he pledged to the league and deciding to pull the plug, a bit of a stare down with the NFLPA. And it's kind of, yeah, there's also a rumor that perception inside the AAF is he bought a majority stake in the league simply for the gambling app that was being developed, because MGM had invested part in the AAF, and a gambling app was rumored to be part of that package that they were developing. So the AAF, it was a great idea. It was a great opportunity for some guys to kind of try to reinvent their football careers. We saw Johnny Manziel be a little successful. Trent Richardson was very successful in the AAF. It was a great idea. So now AAF is done. Some players have already signed with NFL teams, including Rashad Ross of the Arizona Hotshots. I think of a defensive lineman from the San Diego Commanders signed with the 49ers. So there are a few guys who are going to the NFL. And in addition to that, XFL starts up next year. Vince McMahon reviving the XFL. So we'll have to see where that goes from there. And finally, I know that was a lot. The AEF, RIP, we're going to miss you. But wrapping things up here at the diner, say what?
Say what?
My say what this week involves LeBron James. The Lakers not making the playoffs this year, eliminated a few weeks ago. Here are some fun facts about the last time that LeBron James missed the playoffs back in 2004-05. 95.6% of current NBA players weren't in the league. Luke Walton had just finished his second season as a Lakers player. Ray Allen was the leading scorer on the Seattle Supersonics. And 15-year-old James Harden didn't have a beard. That's how long it's been since LeBron hasn't been in the playoffs, everybody. So there's a little bit of say what, some crazy things that have happened since the last time LeBron missed the playoffs. That's going to wrap things up here at the diner. I'm Dominic Jimenez, the owner of the diner. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, you are tuned in to the Taco Man Audio Magazine on Sports Byline USA.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Heaven help us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
That's the thing, there's so much stuff to worry about. You know, the more you know, the more you don't know and shit. You know, like a lot of people be telling me, Dave, you know, you just gotta relax, the racism thing be bugging you too much. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant, you were just like, wow. Like, it almost like it didn't even happen to you, it was like a f***ing movie. That was like he was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I could not believe it. Could not believe that. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken. It is no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. Then I finally understood what he was saying and I got upset. I wasn't even mad, I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken. I said, why? I got no say in the matter.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
As I wrap up another edition of the Taco Mat Audio Magazine, you know, you could be doing a million things in the world right now. But the fact that you're listening to this show, well, I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Straight up, the Taco Mat Audio Magazine comes to you each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on the West Coast. That's 1 a.m. on the East Coast. That's Sunday morning. But wait, that doesn't limit all my radio activity here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hey, we've got Ring Talk Live Worldwide Airs Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You're inside looking at the world of combat sports. And we do a wrestling show called No Holds Barred at 5 p.m. Pacific Time each and every Sunday right here on Sports Byline. So we've got about 7 hours of live radio that I put forward here. I hope you enjoy some of them. At the end of the day, you can't enjoy them all because, you know, I'm me. And I tend to turn people on and off at the same time. Straight up, you are tuned to the Taco Mat Audio Magazine live only on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.